Congratulations on making it to week number 2 of our Daniel fast. This week is going to be about getting rid of toxic emotions. Today's topic specifically is bitter roots, digging up the destructive source of resentment. I'm believing that God is going to bring healing to us this second week of our Daniel fast. He's going to continue to do a lasting work in us as we surrender to His Spirit, to His Word, in Jesus' name. The root of the problem. Bitterness is a non-productive, toxic emotion, usually resulting from resentment over unmet needs. Like a master criminal needing support for a big heist, bitterness never works alone. Its insidious partners include jealousy, anger, hatred, disobedience, contempt, gossip, rage, and countless other tag-alongs. The job they're planning is to rob anyone they can of peace, hope, joy, forgiveness, and mercy. Instead of just inflicting one cut on our souls, bitterness and its gang litter our spiritual path with layers of crushed glass, leaving us to bleed a slow, agonizing death of resentful rage. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 14 through 15 say, "Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God and that no bitter roots grow up to cause trouble and defile many." Bitter roots produce bitter fruit. Jesus said, "A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit." Matthew 7:18. What makes a tree good or bad? The source is often found in the root. What does a bitter root produce? Poisonous fruit. The New Living Translation renders Hebrews 12:15 this way: "Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many." The more we meditate on the hurtful actions of others, the more polluted and contaminated our soul becomes. We become obsessed with making sure they pay for their wrongdoings. And guess whom the bitterness hurts the most? Us. A little bitterness goes a long way. Add a little bitterness to any environment and watch it suffer. A few bitter teens can derail a whole youth group. A couple of bitter moms can poison a PTA board. A bitter deacon can split a church. You've probably noticed that one bitter person can destroy morale in a work environment. A little griping here, some more complaining there, add some backbiting and gossip, and your workplace becomes hell on earth. It is time to dig up those roots of bitterness. I can't stand the taste of bitter fruit. I don't want to allow my spirit to be poisoned. I want to be pure. I need Jesus to wash me clean. Not just clean from my guiltiness, but clean from all bitterness, roots and all. Such a freedom comes when we can let go. Choosing forgiveness. Francis Fragapane, probably totally butchering that name, said, "Too many Christians become bitter and angry in the conflict. If we descend into hatefulness, we have already lost the battle. We must cooperate with God in turning what was meant for evil into a greater good within us. This is why we bless those who would curse us. It is not only for their sakes, but to preserve our own soul from its bitter response toward hatred." It is far too easy to become self-righteous about other people's sins. In these instances, we need to remember how vile our own sin is. We all have the capacity to do horrible things. It is only the mercy and grace of God that keeps us from going deeper and deeper into sin. Therefore, we don't really have the right to condemn others. I hate to admit it, but Perhaps the greatest motivator for me to forgive others is that if I refuse to forgive others, God's going to refuse to forgive me. Let that sink in. Which of these two things sounds better? Forgive and be forgiven? Or hold on to bitterness and die in your sin? Watchman Nee said, "Frequently, the enemy entices Christians to harbor an unforgiving spirit, a very common symptom, indeed, among God's children. Such bitterness and fault-finding and enmity inflict a severe blow upon spiritual life." Choose faith. I want to close with another quote. This quote is attributed to Richard Cecil. He talks about the difference faith can make in how we view life. Faith makes all evil good to us, and all good better. Unbelief makes all good evil, and all evil worse. Faith laughs at the shaking of the spear. Unbelief trembles at the shaking of a leaf. Unbelief starves the soul. Faith finds food in famine, and a table in the wilderness. In the greatest danger, faith says, "I have a great God." When outward strength is broken, faith rests on the promises. In the midst of sorrow, faith draws the sting out of every trouble and takes out the bitterness from every affliction. Let's allow faith to draw the sting out of every trouble in our lives today. I'm going to close this time of devotion with a prayer because I feel especially burdened for this particular topic and some things we've been going through as a church. I don't want any stain of bitterness on my soul. Has some things affected me? Absolutely. If I'm honest, yes, absolutely. There's been some bitterness through disappointment and through other things that have happened, but I do not want to carry any of that forward because we cannot be a healthy church ministering to others if we ourselves are having unforgiveness and bitterness in our spirit. We can't minister sweet water out of a bitter source. The vessel will taint the water. If you take a dirty glass and you fill it with water and give it to someone, that water is tainted from the dirty vessel. I want to be cleansed. Again, not just from my guiltiness, not just so I can make it to heaven, but I want every root, every ounce of bitterness to be removed so that my very worst enemy, I can forgive them and I could wish that God would move in their life and save their soul. That bitterness can be completely uprooted because I don't want it tainting my life. I don't want to have a jaded and a bad view of this life. But I want to approach each day with joy and peace, looking through the eyes of faith at what God can do. And that's my prayer for you today. That's my prayer for us as a church. Lord, help us to find healing so that we can keep on loving others. We can keep on having a mindset of faith, and we're not distracted and we're not discouraged, but we're moving forward in faith in the name of Jesus Christ. By your grace alone, Lord, is this possible? But we're trusting in you. We're believing you. We're submitting to a process. We're going to submit our minds and our hearts and our spirit to your word. We're going to submit the same to your spirit in prayer. We're going to come to you for cleansing, the washing of the water of the word, and the cleansing that comes as we pray and we bask in your presence and in your glory. We ask these things tonight, Lord, in Jesus' name. I love each and every one of you. I'm praying for God's blessings in your life. Let's move forward clean with every root of bitterness removed in Jesus' name.